Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the New Way Power Hour, where our focus is always healing. I am Charlene Stringfield, and I am here tonight with my very best friend and co-host, Jean Castor. Hello, Jean. How are you tonight?
Hey there, Charlene. I'm doing really good. And like Charlene said, we're so happy that you joined us tonight. And it's great to be here next to Charlene doing the New Way Power Hour. Charlene and I are both spiritual healers and guardian angel communicators, and all of the healings all of you out there will be receiving tonight are divine-based. We are the facilitators of these healings, and we give God all the glory. And these healings bring personal power, peace, and clarity, raising your vibration and consciousness to high levels of peace, love, happiness, and joy. And during the entire broadcast, you will receive Diksha energy. And this energy awakens the enlightenment process. And also, I will sing the Reiki codes that send out Reiki through its highest form of vibration. And Charlene will then facilitate a major house healing. And after the major house healing, we'll go straight to the phone lines and then to the chat room, giving messages from your guardian angels and animal guides. And if you are on the phone lines, please make sure you pressed 1, and that lets me know that you would like to be brought in live to receive a message from your guardian angel. And in the chat room, all you have to do is just say hello and type in your first name, and I will put you on the list. Okay, Charlene, back to you.
Thank you, Jean. And to prepare for this healing, I always like to ask people to please set a proxy list up, and that is a list that you'd like to see this healing go out to. Maybe it's all of your animals. Ours always go out to all of our animals and some friends and family. Just name them, and of course, we never overcome anyone's free will, so if this healing goes out and that soul chooses not to receive that healing, then they just won't receive it. And a lot of times people, you know, if they're in a challenge or something like that in their life that they're going through, that's one of the reasons they wouldn't receive the healing, that their soul is in some sort of growth period and what to experience is because these healings are very, very powerful. They clear your auric field, but they clear your mental and emotional power in your life and just restore so much power to you. So if you'll set that proxy list up, and I will begin with a prayer, and then we'll get right to the healing. In the name of the light, God, Goddess, creator of all, would you please put your hands upon the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour and bless us all with peace, love, happiness, and joy. Please raise our vibrations and frequencies up to its highest level and help everyone who receives this healing integrate it with grace and ease and comfortability. God, Goddess, creator of all, I am putting in a divine miracle healing request for everyone listening tonight. Whatever each person is seeking, I ask in your name that it be granted. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, folks, on that note, if there's something going on in your life that you would like this healing to be directed to, whether it's physical pain or any kind of emotional, could be a heartache or broken arm, anything, any kind of pain you're experiencing in your body, you can just ask that this healing be directed to it. Otherwise, it will just be a general clearing, and it'll just clear whatever comes your way. This will start, it clears your chakras, your auric field, your life path, and it just basically restores your personal power and clarity. So I'm going to go ahead and begin. In the name of the light, I'd like to bring down the New Way Healing Team. They're going to be coming down, and they will be removing 500,000 layers off of you tonight. They'll be clearing your auric field, your chakras, your life path, your guide team. And also, I will be doing a high self clearing where my high self connects with your high self. High self, please connect with the group consciousness of the New Way Power Hour. Please apply every healing that there is. Please open all minds and energy minds that there are to their morphic field and morphogenetic field. Please clear all conscious and subconscious clutter, all obsessive thoughts, all obsessions, all obsession cords.
Please clear all blocks to hearing and seeing God. Please clear all separation and division programs or patterns. Also, because I'm seeing a lot of people that their life path is blocked, could be self-imposed fears or some sort of challenge you're in right now, we need to make a divine intervention statement, which is always positive. Because some of these blocks on our life paths are self-imposed, we have to speak out loud that we want it to be cleared. So if you will just repeat after me, I am asking for divine intervention to clear my life path now, and I allow it. Thank you. All right, New Way Healers, would you please clear everybody's relationship space, their career space? Mother God, would you please take everyone apart and please give everybody a brand new set of chakras, a brand new power source, a brand new processor. Guarantee their guide team is free and clear of any outsiders or intruders. Please clear cut and remove all etheric cords and psychic ties attached to anyone. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please restore everyone's personal power, peace, and clarity? Anybody cohabitating in anyone's space, any cords or energies in their chakras that's just not theirs, clear and remove them. Guarantee all energies are cleared and removed that is just not theirs. And just please give everybody a triple special whopper whoosh from y'all. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everyone's head and apply a consciousness changing. Please clear, balance, and harmonize everybody's left and right hemispheres of their brain. Please apply a spiritual healing, a Star of David. Jesus, would you please awaken everyone's heart and run heart energy with everyone? Please clear and remove all inner turmoil, inner conflict, anything creating it and causing it. Clear and remove it. Jesus, please clear the rose. Please rejuvenate, regenerate, and activate everyone's tree of life and apply a life force healing. Take everybody up to the goddesses. Let's open them up, clear all inner layers, clear their mind, their brain, their inner dialogue. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's head, heal the God organ, heal the Goddess organ, and apply a cranial sacral adjustment and a neural cranial sacral adjustment times 5. Please connect everyone's soul to their mind to their body. Jesus, would you please put the divine matrix grid on everyone, ground them to the earth, connect them up to Creator of all, clear and clean all of their energies, call it back, bring everybody into the present moment. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please shift everyone into divine, true love-based. Pull them out of struggle and survival and any program or pattern that is keeping them in struggle and survival. Clear and remove it now and just whoosh it on away. Let's guarantee everybody is connected up to Creator, grounded to the earth in their heart, in their highest of consciousness, their trust gauge, their faith gauge, their belief gauge, their knowingness gauge, their certainty gauge. All of their gauges are connected up to Creator of all and divine supply. Guarantee that their master manifester is only creating in love, anything that's creating in fear. Clear and remove it. Clear and remove all fear, pain, suffering, and lack. Please clear all congestion out of everyone's chakras, all planetary and worldly energies. Clear and remove it. Please clear all hooks, lines, and sinkers, any group consciousness patterns from the government, from this world, from the economy. Please just clear and remove it and whoosh it on away. Look for any personal portals and clear and remove them. Please fill all voids with unconditional light, love, and agape. guarantee everybody's seventh chakra is 100% clear. Anything that is controlling anyone or hindering their spiritual growth, please clear and remove it. Guarantee everybody's connection to Source is perfect. All right. Angels of the Violet Flame, would you please immerse everyone with the Violet Flame 1,000,000 times full? Let's pull everybody's auric field in. Clear, close, heal, and seal any holes in their auric field. Please expand everyone's band. Guarantee that their intuition is working. Guarantee that their guide team is 100% light. I'm still seeing some blocks around some people or some obstacles, so let's go ahead and make a few divine intervention statements. Please repeat after me. I am asking for divine intervention to clear and remove anything or anyone that is trying to control me or hinder my spiritual growth or hurt or harm me in any way. And I allow it. Thank you. All right, good. Everybody's relationship space is clearing. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon everybody's heart and any kind of sadness or grief, doom or gloom, any depression, oppression, repression, suppression, anger, please clear and remove it. Please clear any programs or patterns, anything creating any anger, negativity, hate, rage, victimhood, victimization. Please clear and remove any abuse or cruelty programs or patterns, root branches and seeds. Mother God, whoosh them on out. Please clear and remove all expectations or goals, judgments or criticisms that's been put on anyone. And God, God is creator of all, would you please name any curse, hex, negativity, judgment, or criticism, hoodoo, voodoo, witchy, witchcraft, spell, jinx, hex, ugliness, unkindness, dark magic, black magic, wizardry, anything of that nature that's been put upon anybody in their or their life in any past, present, future, parallel lives to the very beginning of time. Let's clear and remove it. Let's get everybody above the fear line. Anything that is creating or causing any fear, clear and remove it. Mother God, would you please activate everyone's divine spark, their divine feminine spark? Angels of abundance, please align with everybody. Guarantee everybody's rose, their life force is cleared, their energy is cleared, their life path looks good, everybody's connected to Source. Being in the present moment is so important because if you're in the past, or if you're constantly going back to the past, looking at things in the past, it pulls your energy. It can cause depression. If you're constantly going into the future, it causes worry. Where the peace is in the present moment. So any programs or patterns pulling anybody into the past or the future, please name them and clear and remove them. Right. Please clear everybody's relationship space with money. And God, God is creator of all, would you please start filling everybody up with agape and divine miracle healing energy? Jesus, would you please open the door to the other side so that all that loving, healing energy from the other side can come through?
guaranteed their chakras are clear, front and back, top to bottom. Good. Everybody is clearing up really, really fast tonight. God got us where you can create of all we ask, and you send everybody the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, and greatest power healing of all now. Please raise everyone's frequencies and vibrations up to enlightenment and to the 12 attributes of God. Anything that is blocking them from joy, peace, love, happiness, personal power, peace, and clarity, name it and clear and remove it now. Please clear all brain clogs, brain fogs, brain clouds. Guarantee their clarity is restored to them now. Get everybody and everybody else's energy out of their space. Expand their purple band. Give them a brand new band. And fill them with so much love, peace, happiness, and joy. Please return their hearts to love, peace, happiness, and joy, and calmness. Please clear their secret, sacred chambers of their heart. Mother God, would you please step in everyone's body and empower them? Turn on everybody's inner healer and their codes of light. Anything that's been turned off, turn it back on. See that their energy power is running at 100%. Everybody is creating energy power in love. And that everybody's spiritual power, their physical power, mental and emotional energy power, their wealth power, their money power, all of their powers are turned on. Clear all fatigue and tiredness, any energy drains, money drains, clear and remove them. Clear off separation from love, separation from God, separation from forgiveness. Please clear any soul wounds or soul scars and any emotions associated with them. Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please run heart energy with everyone? Right, let's get everybody's vibration up to this love, peace, happiness, and joy. Harmony and balance, looking good. Anything other than the light, please find it, clear and remove it. Look for anything hidden, buried, or covered up. Clear and remove it. Jesus, please give everybody a cellular cleansing. Mother God, please open up the lineage and clear and heal the lineage and run light through it. Please clear and clean the heart walls. Please open all minds and energy minds. Clear every single one of them. Fill them with light. Pull them all together. Connect their minds to the mind of God. Their hearts to the heart of God. Their soul to the soul of God. And bring them into the womb of God, God is creator of all. And make them every bit whole. And a good switch word that I recommend everybody says, you know, because we tend to get scattered these days, there's a lot of lower energies on this planet, is to say the switch word, divine together. If everybody will say it, divine together. Just brings it all back in. And a switch word that Gene and I like to say that always brings joy is divine fairy queen. It always makes you smile when you say that. Let's bring back all of that joy. And Divine Fairy Queen, would you please come down and give everybody a healing of your nature? Throw a little of that joyful fairy dust upon everybody. Mother God, would you please clear everybody's soul chart accordingly? Would you please, Mother God, guarantee that everybody's phylum list is reprioritized according to where they are now, with them at the top of their list, only second to God? Clear their obligation list. Please turn on their power source, Mother God. Turn on their optimism, their enthusiasm, their love, peace, happiness, and joy, their bravery, their courage, their confidence, and guarantee that they are the only ones plugged in
to that, and that God is plugged into their power source. The divine is their power source, and they are the only one connected to it. Please reset and reprogram everyone to divine, true, love-based. God, Goddess, Creator of all, please bless everyone with the knowledge and the wisdom and the power that they need to succeed, proceed, and do everything that they've come here to do. Please power everybody up and turn them on. And God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please return and restore their light full throttle right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, this part of the healing is over. I'm going to hand it back to Jean, and Jean's going to sing you the Reiki Coach, Jean.
Thank you, Charlene, for facilitating that wonderful healing. I'd like to ask everybody to set your intentions for where you would like the Reiki to go. If you're having something going on in your body, physically, mentally, emotionally, set your intentions for where you would like the energy to go, and it will clear it and it will power you up. If there is anything going on with your land, or even just to send it to the land that you live on, is a beautiful thing. Any animals you have, all the animals in my house love Reiki and the energy that comes to them. So please set your intentions. And the first code that I'll be singing is the Chokra Ray. And it is inviting all the power of the universe to come in. It's like a rainbow bridge that crosses through time and space, and it calls in the power of the white light, and it opens the spirit doorway for healing. The Hun Sha Ze Sho Nin is the distant symbol, and that's me sending that out to all of you, directing the energy to go like a laser beam through time and space, and it directs healing through past, present, and future, and it heals the whole timeline. The Seheki is the mental and emotional symbol, and it opens and it clears the subconscious. It cuts through negativity, and it clarifies and sets boundaries, and it heals negative patterns, and it breaks addiction. The Daikomyo is the master symbol, the great purifier, and I send that straight to everyone's heart, and it empowers and it enhances all the other symbols. The Raku is like a lightning bolt that clears obstructions. And the Kriya is for perfect balance and actions, and it balances energy, and it raises awareness, and it is for action and creation. So please set your intentions. Chokra, chokra, chokra. Chokra, chokra, chokra. Chokra, chokra, chokra. Chokra, chokra, chokra. Hansha Ze Shona. Hansha Ze Shona. Hansha Ze Shonen. Hansha Ze Shonen. Hansha Ze Shonen. Hansha Ze Shonen. Da Komyo. Da Komyo. Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Seki, Seki, Seki. Raku. Seki, Seki, Seki. Kriya, Kriya, Kriya,
Thank you, Jean, as always, that delivered. Okay, folks, I'm going to do a major house healing right now. So if you will set up a place that you would like to have a house healing, it could be your home or property. Always include all of your vehicles and buildings on your home and property, or it could also be an office at work as well. And this healing will just do a basic clearing and clear all energies there. And it's always very helpful. We do this in our house quite a lot, a couple times a day, as a matter of fact. So, in the name of the light, God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please put your hands upon all of these homes and addresses and properties that have been put out here tonight and infuse them with so much light and send them the highest of the highest, the biggest of the biggest, the greatest power healing of all. And infuse all of these homes and properties and waterfall them with agape and the highest of creator of all energy, encompassing all the healing energies that's available to us as human beings that's of 100% light and grounded in these homes and properties. New Way Healers, would you please come down and give all of these homes and properties and addresses a New Way healing? Please remove a million layers off of these homes and properties. Guaranteed they're connected up to Creator, grounded to the earth. Jesus and Lady Nada, would you please fill up these homes and properties and addresses with the pink light of unconditional love, Christ energy, and divine miracle healing energy. Angels of the violet flame, would you please immerse all these homes and properties with the violet flame 1 million times fold. Archangel Michael, would you please come down with your band of mercy and go through these homes and properties with a fine-tooth comb and give it a complete spirit releasement and a space clearing. Any openings or portals to other dimensions, please clear, close, and block them with light. If they will not remain closed, please move them to where they cannot harm any humans or animals. Thank you, thank you, thank you. God, Goddess, Creator of all, could you please send 5 billion archetypes of angels down to all of these homes and properties to go through every nook and cranny, closet, flooring, between the walls, everywhere, and clear all the energy and fill it all with so much light, love. God, Goddess, Creator of all, would you please plug your healing power source into the four corners of these homes and properties and bless them all with peace, love, happiness, and joy, harmony, and balance. Pull all of these homes and properties and addresses out of struggle and survival and bring them into a successful, thriving mindset of plenty. And shift all of these homes and properties into divine, true love base. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, folks, the major house healing is over. Jean, do we have anyone on the line?
Yes, we do, Charlene, and we have several friends in the chat room that have requested messages as well. So let's go ahead and get started. The first caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 4761. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour. Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good.
Could I get your first name, please?
Betsy.
Okay, Betsy. Well, first of all, Betsy, I see a zebra with you. And the zebra is about seeing between the lines, seeing the big picture. Things are not just always black and white. Now, your guardian angel is saying that it's important for you to listen to your intuition right now because there's something that's been bothering you that just don't feel right, and you got to know that if it doesn't feel right, it's not right. If it's not a yes, it's a no. Your intuition, your guardian angel have been giving you the answer to this question you have been asking. So pay attention to what that is. Do you know what she's talking about with this?
I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, that's with you in just in that sentence, that says that it's important that you pay attention. Do you do any kind of meditation or anything like that?
I'm trying to, yes.
All right. What she's probably talking about is whatever, there's something that's going on that you've been asking questions about. And she's just saying for you to listen to your intuition and follow it. So whatever comes to you about that, that's what it is, because they don't always give us details of what it is. If it's something that's going on with somebody or on you, with you, and you're just questioning a circumstance or a person's intentions, whatever it is, she says they have been giving you the answer. So, you know, all I can tell you, because we teach classes about intuition, is, you know, if it doesn't feel good, it's not good. If you have a bad feeling about something, your intuition is giving you the answers right there, okay? So,
okay.
You know, maybe after you get off the phone, maybe you'll hear what it might be. I would ask out loud, what are you talking about, and you'll get an answer, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 1802. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hi, thank you. My name is Deborah.
Hi, Deborah. Your guardian angel has two big messages for you tonight. One of them, it concerns something that you have been going through recently, and she says that it is being resolved, and she is encouraging you to let go of any worries or concerns around it and know that in your heart that the situation is being resolved. And the other one is there's something that is coming up in your near future, and she's saying in the next 2 weeks. And she said, if it feels good to you to do this, she said, don't hold back. She's kind of saying spread your wings and fly, because it's going to be something very heartwarming and lucrative for you in many ways. So she's saying don't hold back. I'm seeing a dove with you for peace, and that's it's bringing peace into your energy field, because that is the energy that resonates the most with you. And I'm also seeing a turtle with you, and that's being grounded and in the present moment. So good luck with that, Deborah, and thank you so much for following the show.
Thank you so much, Jane. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you so much. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene Stringfield, the next caller on the line, the last four digits of their number are 5550. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, this is Jane.
Hello, Jane.
Hi.
Okay, Jane, I see a lion with you, which is about feminine power, leadership, and assertion. Your guardian angel is saying to own your power, and she says that there's something that has been bothering you for a long time, having to deal with one specific person, and you never speak your truth like you'd like to, because you just don't want to cause any conflict or hurt anybody's feelings. And your guardian angel is saying it's important to know that a lot of times when you speak your truth, if you speak it in the kindness, it'll help that person, you know? And and people respond differently to the truth when it is the truth, you know? So
yes.
She's saying pay attention to that, because people need, sometimes you think, well, I just won't say anything about that, or but it would actually help them if you would. And it's like they'll give you the message to go of saying, okay, go ahead and speak it, or sometimes maybe it is best to be quiet, just, you know, because the person can't hear you. But she just wants you to know that there is power in that truth, and conflict is not always the outcome of it. So she's just saying be aware of it, because people need that truth sometimes.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling into the show.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. The next caller on the line, the last four digits of your number are 1558. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hey, Jean. Hey, Charlene. It's Julie. How are you tonight?
Hey, Julie. It's good to hear your
good,
voice.
Good, Julie.
Okay, Julie, your guardian angel is saying let go of whatever this energy is you're holding on concerning your family, and she's specifically putting out this message that they are safe. Whatever it is they're going through, they will be protected. And each one within their own individual challenge has something they're working on. And collectively, when the family's all together, it feels huge. But she's saying, just know that everybody's safe. They'll be okay. And what they're going through, you know, they'll meet their challenge. So she's saying, pull your energy off of that, because it's not serving you. It's draining you, is what she says. And she's saying that it's also affecting you in dream time, in your sleep, as in not feeling like the sleep is very restful. She's saying let that go so that you can take care of yourself. And she says that's really important at this time for you to take care of yourself, because nobody can do it as well as you can. You know, in the way that you get outside in nature, and the way that you rejuvenate yourself with food and water, and also, she's saying, with how you meditate and how you work on yourself. She says, so the most important person right now is you. So pay attention to you. I'm seeing a buffalo with you for abundance, and it's an abundance in all areas of your life, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and monetarily. The buffalo is aligning with you to help you with that. And the buffalo is also echoing what your guardian angel is saying. Take care of you, because all right now it's about you. There's something really important about taking care of yourself. So she's just reiterating that. So take care of yourself, Julie.
Thank you so much, Gina, and blessings to you and Charlene as well.
Thank you. You have a good evening, Julie. Okay, the next person on the line, the last four digits of their number are 0909. Welcome to the New Way Power Hour.
Hello, Jean. Hello, Charlene. This is Ellen.
Hello, Ellen. How are you?
Just fine. Terrific to hear your voices.
Oh, good, good. Well, you have a buffalo working with you tonight. And the buffalo is actually working with you on a regular basis now. And the buffalo is about strength, but it's also about abundance and prosperity. And your guardian angel is saying to count your blessings and value everything that you have right here in the present moment. Because there's a part of you that wants, there's some things that you've been seeking in your life, and she said those things will come to you, but it's important that you, opposed to checking on them regularly or jumping out into the future, to stay in the present moment with them. She's actually holding up the book, The Power of Now. So have you ever read that book or listened to the tapes on it?
I read the book probably like when it was popular, like 8 years ago or something. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, and you know, when it first came out, it was longer than that, actually, I think. But when it first came out, I had trouble understanding it, believe it or not. I just, you know, a friend of mine gave it to me because she said, I just don't get this. Maybe you'll get it. And once I heard, and then years later, I read it again, and I was able to understand it. It's just being evolved to really understand what that present moment is, you know. But she says that it would be good for you, or maybe even, I heard it better when I listened to it on the CD, was even better. So she's just saying to revisit that.
Because the power of now is the power that you need right now. Okay?
Okay. I'll do that.
All right.
Thank
thanks
you.
A lot, and thanks for following the show.
Thank you. Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Okay, we're to the last caller on the switchboard before we change over to the chat room, Gish. The last four digits of this caller's number are 9459. Welcome to the New Lay Power Hour.
Hi, ladies.
Hello there. Could I get your first name?
My first name is Regina.
Regina. Okay, Regina, your guardian angel is encouraging you in a very loving way to trust your inner knowledge, your inner knowingness, which is your intuition, and act on it. She's saying that there's sometimes that you don't trust your inner knowingness. It's like being more in your head than in your heart. And she's saying that your intuition is really, really strong. And it's a really huge gift with you, and it's important for you to trust it so that as you make choices in your life, as you walk your path, that it's not only an affirmation of this gift for you, but it helps you. And she's saying that when situations come up where you feel like you're stuck or stumped, she says you really do know what to do. So trust that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you have at this time you have an owl with you, and that's about knowledge, and it's also about feminine wisdom as well. And you have a blue jay with you, and that's about knowing the truth through intuition. So these animal guides have aligned with you to propel you forward with your gift of intuition. So trust that, and thank you so much, Regina, for following the show.
Oh, thank you so much, Jean.
You're welcome. You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Charlene Stringfield, we are going to switch to the chat room callers, and the first person is a new guest in the chat room. I'm listening all the way from Germany, and her name is Christina. Okay, Christina. First thing that I see with you is I see a blue jay, and the blue jay is knowing the truth through intuition. It's funny, we're getting a lot of messages like this tonight about intuition. Listen to your intuition. Your guardian angel is saying clearly, you know, listen to your intuition, follow it. You are intuitive, and there is somebody in your life that is troubling you because they're being untruthful to you. And the thing about it is your guardian angel says you have a very good way of discernment about people, a good feel for people. So she's saying that it's important that you pay attention to that because you know this person is lying. And the fact is she says that this person is lying. It looks like a he. So she's just giving you that message and asking you to trust your intuition, but especially when it comes to people that you feel are dishonest because you have that gift of discernment. So thanks for following the show. Thanks for joining us in the chat room tonight. Okay. The next guest in the chat room that would like a message is Neely. And Neely, okay, your guardian angel is saying it's important that you trust your inner guidance. So this is what seems to be a theme for tonight, trusting your inner guidance, trusting your intuition. The phrase that I love the most is, if it doesn't feel right, it's a no. If it feels good to you, then it's a yes. So trust your inner guidance. And there's somebody that's going to be testing that with you. And just trust that within yourself because it's really, really strong. Your guardian angel is saying, pull your energy in, keep your energy close into you. That's really important as well. And the fact that getting healing, getting readings, and getting energy work resonates with you, consider listening to your intuition when you know it's time, as opposed to allowing your body to start feeling bad physically. She's just encouraging that. She's saying that she knows that you do this and that you're on a regular basis, but if it doesn't feel good, then check it out energetically. She's saying use your tools. And also, you have a lion with you, and it's about feminine power and leadership, and your lion is roaring and ready to go. And with an idea that you've been kind of rolling around, but it's time to just send that idea out and let it move forward. You also have a horse with you, and it's about your personal power and keeping really, really grounded in the present moment and in your personal power. So it looks really good for you, Neely. So good luck with that, and thanks for following the show. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Angie.
Angie, I see hummingbirds with you, and the hummingbirds, there's several of them, and they're talking about joy and hold that joy. And it's important for you to know that you can really hold a high vibration of joy, and, you know, just with your laugh and your smile. And she said that people, you know, when you're not holding that, people is like, well, what is wrong with you? You know, but the fact is, you know, everybody has those kinds of days, but your guardian angel says that when you have those kind of days, they do everything that they can to pump you up and to bring that joy back to you. And to know that your life from here on out is going to be a joyful life. But it's important that you, with this, keep your thoughts positive and God-centered and create that life that way. And know that you can, because this is the life that you're supposed to live, a happy and joyful life. Any kind of negativity that you've had in relationships in your life in the past, that is done. This next part of your life from here on out is just joyful and happy. So count your blessings and move forward in joy. And thanks for calling into the show or following the show.
Okay, the next person in the chat room that would like a message is Vivian. And Vivian, your guardian angel is emphatically, really strongly saying that everything is just the way it should be in your life right now. She's saying it's in divine order. And anything or anyone, anything is in terms of a situation or some person that's trying to make you feel like it's not, she's saying that's just an illusion. She says, look past that and know the truth, because everything in your life is falling into place as it should be right now. And she's saying enjoy that and be in joy. And she's saying, this is a completely separate message, that you're going to get some opportunities presented to you in several parts of your life. She says, explore your options. Look at what resonates with you and what feels good to you. And if that option feels good to you, then, you know, explore it a little bit further. She said, you don't have to jump. You can kind of stick your toe in the water and see if it works for you. You have your panther with you, and your panther's protecting you, protecting your energy. And you also have a dove with you for peace. And the dove is saying, be at peace, because everything is as it should be right now. So good luck with that, and thanks for following the show, Vivian. Okay, Charlene, the next person that would like a message is Susie.
Susie, you've got a wolf with you, and a wolf is about a teacher. And your guardian angel is saying that you have a teacher within you. But you're a teacher through, like, being a role model as well, through your actions and how you do things. And your guardian angel wants you to know that you're a very good teacher to, like, your grandchildren and just even your own children that are, I know, are grown. But know that that's a really a big part of who you are. And you teach people things sometimes and you don't even realize that you're doing that. So, and you have that skill really good. And one day there is going to be something that you will be teaching, and it will be spiritual teachings. And you'll know it when you find that. So right now you're still in the gathering phase of your life, but 2017, things are going to start really moving fast for you. So get ready. I see a lot of butterflies around you, too, for transformation. Some of the sickness you've been experiencing is part of shedding that old skin and transforming into something else, into the light. So thanks for following the show, Susie.
Okay, Charlene, we're down to the last chat room guest that has been waiting on a message, and that is Michelle. Michelle, your guardian angel is saying to recognize this gift you have with children. And it's the less of being a teacher in a classroom, even though you may be or may not be a teacher in a classroom. She's saying these are children that connect with you on an energetic level, children that are sensitive to energy, sensitive to vibration, and they are drawn to you because you understand what they're going through and how they're feeling. She's saying, know that this is a gift with you, and to acknowledge it. The other message your guardian angel is saying is be gentle with yourself. It's important in the next few weeks that you be gentle with yourself. As we go into the full moon, I believe on December the 7th, you're going to feel this shift in energy because there will be things that you're releasing, that your soul is ready to release. And I'm kind of getting into the year release as well. So she's saying make a list of things that you no longer wish to carry with you and allow them to release. And I'm seeing a well with you, and a well is about ancient knowledge and wisdom. And then the well is also the record keeper. And you have a deer with you as well, and the deer is about gentleness, being gentle with yourself as you are gentle with others. So, and the last thing your guardian angel is bringing through from you is you're getting a hello from heaven. Someone that is on the other side is sending you a hello and sending you lots and lots of love. And they want you to know that they're up there on your side, praying for you, working for you, cheering for you. And whoever it is that comes to your mind first, that's who it is, Michelle. So thank you for following the show. Okay, Charlene Stringfield, tell everybody about our angel show in Hendersonville, North Carolina this weekend.
Yes, we will be at Tribal Trends, which is Main Street in Hendersonville, North Carolina. We are expanding our show to North Carolina. Next year we'll be expanding it to Florida as well and hopefully Georgia. And if anybody is interested in coming, they can look at our website and find out more information. Also, you can find us on Facebook. We accept pretty much all friends. And you know, like I said, check out our website. We've got some new classes coming up. We're about to start posting them for the new year. We've got an intuitive class starting in next February, but we've got some classes coming up that we're going to do very soon. So we'll keep you posted. So thanks, everybody, for following the show. God bless you. And, Gene, would you like to take us out with a prayer?
I would be honored. God is creator of all. I ask that you please put your hands around each individual listening to the New Way Power Hour and bless them with peace in their hearts, clarity in their mind, and ground them 100% in their personal power as they walk their path. And everything that they've released through this healing tonight, please allow them to continue to grow, to rise above, and to walk the path of peace. Please lead and guide them and protect them on all levels of existence, and let thy will be done. Mitakwe Oyasin. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We really appreciate you following the show, and we will be back more than likely in 2 weeks, but please please check our website, like Charlene suggested, www.divineinterventionistheintention.com. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Many blessings. Good night, everyone.
Good night.